Yeah.
And the man said that he was blind. Olivier didn't realise this at all throughout their whole meeting.
Yeah.
And thought, well, this is quite amazing. This man has just gone about completely his normal life business, and really, just, the only thing he asked him to do was to press a button.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Olivier thought, right, that's it. I'm putting on Braille on every item in the shop. And this well, is, very almost.
This would have been before, like, there was Braille on lifts and things, wouldn't it? Because yeah, the company's
exactly.
Like, how old did you say the company was?
Yeah, 1976. So 30.
Yeah, 30, lots of years. It's 2013, isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, he's very...
7 years.
Wow.
If he can help people, you know?
Yeah. And so does... And I understand that money goes to different parts, different blind-related projects throughout the world, doesn't
it? Very much so. We have a sight charity. We fly
of your
out,
own?
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we support it.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they fly out doctors.
Yeah.
Opticians to especially third world companies,
yeah,
and sort of help like do simple operations that basically save in sight,
yeah, yeah.
So a lot of money goes to that, especially at Christmas. We have a special soap out, all the profits go to there, and also the ladies in Burkina Faso who do all our Shea products. We send money to them to help their schools,
wow,
as well. So, yeah, very supported as well.
And so, if you want your Braille on your products, this is the place to come to.
You know what you're getting.
So, I'm going to pause at this point so you don't find out how much money I'm spending, and I'll come back to you in a bit. So, just to let you know as well, there's a sale that's going to start at L'Occitane on the 13th of June ish. So, you need to look out for that. And how do you spell L'Occitane? I can't remember. L'Occitane.
Right, it has kind of a little...
Acute accent on the... Oh, yeah, but you probably get it on the website with that.
I've got a couple of samples in the bag as well.
Cool.
And it's a moisturiser cream.
Yeah.
So that's... They're just in.
So we've just come out of L'Occitane. And I thought I'd better wait... Well, I came in halfway through because Boo was crashing for some reason, but... Olivier was the man who invented the concept of L'Occitane, and the story to confirm was that they had a visually impaired what they call those people who make up smells,
fragrance,
a fragrancy type person, and he and it was only when they went to use a lift apparently that Olivier realised this guy was visually impaired. So he's obviously a cool blind person like the rest of us, and for some reason this guy didn't know, which is interesting in itself, but there you go. Without speaking to him, and he might not be alive now actually. So, and this is in 1976 when the company was founded, and so they decided to put Braille on many of their products. The thing that I would say when I switched off was that it is expensive. It's not, it's actually you know, Body Shop would centre itself sort of somewhere in the middle of between sort of, I don't know, Boots is best and some other, you know, and this type of stuff. This is very much on the high end, I'd say, wouldn't you?
Hmm?
It's on the high end of prices.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's not cheap. It's not Body Shop or Boots pricing.
No, and Body Shop puts itself in the middle, I think, of the market in terms of this sort of care products and, you know, beauty, whatever stuff.
I mean, but I buy expensive cosmetic, like skincare products from elsewhere, and I consider
L'Occitane
to be on the same scale price-wise.
I would say it's a luxury item, definitely. It's not like just going in to buy Radox shower gel or whatever.
It's not £3.50. It's above the tenner mark for shower gel.
It's about, yeah. But if you're buying things like moisturiser, you're going to pay a lot for it, which I've discovered, which is fine. But then you won't need very much of it. You really won't. It's that's the idea anyway. I wouldn't exactly call it an investment, but then
no.
But if you like your care stuff, your beauty stuff, and it's top quality, then this is the place to go. But because it has Braille on it, I feel like I'll kind of want to support it as and when I can. So, or as and when we can. So that's the rationale there. I hope you enjoy this little boo. And yeah, L'Occitane, L'Occitane. Doesn't have an E on the end, does it?
No.
No, so L'Occitane. And there's a little acute thing on the O, but I don't think that's important. I'm sure it'll come up properly if you do it on the website or on Google. And you can find out more about it. And here endeth my little boo, a little boo even, about L'Occitane. still with 25 minutes and 4 seconds left. Bye-bye.